It was the day after Christmas. Dr. Emil Braun was sitting alone in the dining room of his house in Berlin. For more than 8 hours that day, he had worked on difficult operations. Now, late in the evening, he was trying to write notes about the operation while he was trying to eat his dinner. The old doctor was, however, too tired to do either. Soon, he fell asleep with his head on his arm on the table. He woke up suddenly when he heard his wife saying, "The doctor is resting, little girl. Is it all right if he goes to see your mother in the morning?" The doctor heard the weak but clear voice of a child answer, "My mother is very, very sick. I am afraid she is going to die." Dr. Braun went to the door. There, in the doorway, stood a thin little girl of perhaps 6 or 7. She was wearing a cotton dress and shabby shoes. Over her head, she had an old shawl. "Where is your mother, child?" the doctor asked her. She smiled weakly as she answered, "Come, I can show you. It's not far." As Mrs. Braun helped her husband with his coat, she said, "You work so hard all day in the hospital, Emil. Why do you go out like this at night?" "I do anything that God puts in front of me, my dear," he answered. It was raining lightly as he stepped outside. The little girl was already almost a block up the street waiting for him. When she saw him coming, she turned around and walked quickly toward the corner. Stopping only long enough to see that the doctor was coming, she turned. Finally, the little girl came to an old building. She went in and started up the stairs. Dr. Braun followed. He tried to catch up with her, but the child seemed to fly up 5 stories. As Dr. Braun at last stood at the top of the stairs on the 5th floor, he saw the little girl standing at the end of the hallway. "She's in here, sir," she said as he walked past her. "And thank you. Thank you very much. You are very kind." "And thank you, child," he answered. "You are a very obedient little girl to let your mother send you out on a cold, rainy night like this." As the doctor entered the room, he heard the door close softly behind him. In the dim light, the doctor saw a woman lying in the only bed in the small room. When he came closer, he knew it was a person who at one time worked at his hospital. She clearly had pneumonia. He gave her some medicine and tried to make her as comfortable as possible. Then he pulled up a chair and sat down by the bed and spoke softly to her. "I didn't know you were back in the city, Elda." "Yes, Dr. Braun," she said, trying to smile. "I came back to Berlin 3 months ago, right after my little girl." "Your little girl is so much bigger, Elda," he said. "My little girl?" She sounded surprised. "Yes, the one you sent to get me tonight. You have only one child, don't you?" "I had one child, doctor." She looked into the kind face of the doctor as she went on slowly. "My little daughter died of a bad cold in September. If this is the 26th, she kept on, "Heidi passed away just 3 months ago today, 3 days after her 7th birthday. The doctor looked around the room. The little girl was not there. "I have Heidi's shoes and shawl over there to remind me of her," the sick woman said, weakly pointing to the corner of the room. She was such a beautiful child. The doctor got up and looked. There on a hook was an old shawl like the one the little girl wore. And on the floor beneath was a small pair of shabby shoes. As he looked more closely, he saw that the shoes were wet. A cold chill came over him when he felt the shawl and found that it too was wet. "The shoes and shawl are there, Dr. Brown, aren't they?" she whispered. "Yes, Elda, they are." "You see, then, there was some mistake about who went to get you tonight." And she said slowly, "It's strange. I was thinking about you tonight, hoping, praying that... The doctor turned around and saw that the sick woman was asleep. Then, after touching her head once more, he stepped out into the dark hallway and closed the door.